This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? What's happening? It is a burgundy and gold game day here on the Team 980. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. We're on YouTube. Matter how you're joining us, driving around, 980 AM, 106.7 HD2 FM. We're here for you up until 7 o'clock tonight, which will include finding out the inactive list. So we'll find out in just a little bit if Andrew Wiley is back and playing for Washington, if Cornelius Lucas is back, and if Brandon Coleman is ready to go. Three of Washington's top four tackles, actually three of their top three, if we're being blunt about it. They are questionable for tonight. We know Brian Robinson is back. We know Marshawn Lattimore is out, and there is plenty to talk about as we get ready for Commanders and Eagles tonight. So for the show today, this will resemble on some level more of our usual Friday show, except for at the end of it, you don't have to wait a couple of days for kickoff. You just wait an hour, and they'll tee things up there at the link in South Philly. We'll check in with Chris Russell, by the way, in South Philly, coming up at 6:30. He'll be live on the scene and might actually have the injury report, the inactive list, handed to him while we're talking to him. So that'll be kind of fun. But we always start the Friday show, Anthony, with keys to the game and what's at stake. And I think the what's at stake in this game is pretty interesting, because I think there's kind of an existential narrative level what's at stake. And then there is the obvious distinctive. This is a division game between two teams that are currently practically tied. Commander 7-3, Eagles 7-2. So technically the Eagles ahead, but they have already had their bye. Washington has not yet. Washington's played an extra game. They did lose it. But they're both 2-0 in the division. And this is a chance to stake your claim as the best team in the NFC East. And also, maybe just as importantly, the lead challenger to the Detroit Lions in the NFC. I think that on its face for both teams is the obvious what's at stake. You then have the narrative-driven, the way the team is talked about, where there is no arguing at this point that the Eagles are a really good football team. They've won 5 in a row. They've looked like an unbelievably different team since their bye. They're excellent. If Washington beats them, so dies the narrative that they can't beat good teams. And that, hey, week one against Tampa was just week one. Baltimore is really good and they hung tight. That was on the road. Pittsburgh, 1-point game. Hey, that happens. But yeah, they can actually win one of these games. And they can do it tonight against Philly in a way that, again, going back to the first point in the standings, basically counts double. The opportunity is enormous. If they don't win, I certainly don't think it's the end of the season. I don't think that they'll never be able to beat a good team. They could very well beat Philly in a couple of weeks when the Eagles come back here. But it is a chance to kind of put that to bed, to check the next box, and to show just how mature this team is to be able to bounce back from a really tough loss and channel what I assume was a really angry film session because of how many plays they could have made into productivity in the form of beating Philadelphia tonight.
Yeah, I think everything you said is pretty spot on. I would definitely echo the fact that this is a chance for us to prove everybody wrong that we are more than capable of beating good teams. And I think even coming into like this game and last week's game, a lot of people try to discredit the teams that the Eagles have played the last five games. They try to discredit the teams that the Steelers have played leading up to this big game against the Commanders. So I think this is just a good opportunity for us to actually go out there and let everybody know that we can compete in the NFC. I think we're going to definitely need some help, though, from some of our guys. Our receivers in particular going to have a huge bounce back game. But I think defensively, we're just going to have to figure out ways to, you know, combat what they what their strengths are. And, you know, their strengths are really all over the field. They have a potent rush attack, but they also have two dominant receivers on the outside. So they're definitely going to give us some problems on the offense side of the ball. But I think I don't think our defense, and this is more so to your point that you made the other day about the rush defense, I don't think that they're getting enough credit that they deserve, to be honest. I felt as though, you know, the rush defense wasn't as good. But upon, you know, hearing your point of view, going back, looking at the tape and things of that nature, I agree with a lot of what you were saying. But I think this is also just a good opportunity for us to go out there and just play a full, you know, complimentary football game kind of thing, where the offense is playing good, the defense is playing good, and we're even also showing up on the special teams.
Well, special teams is definitely that can't be an issue tonight.
Nah.
Let's just neutral. And hey, if you can make a play, great. But last week it wound up being a neutral because you kind of get away with one. But like it wasn't due to the play.
Yeah.
Of anybody in particular. Like it wound up being a neutral because they dropped, James Pierre specifically dropped the ball. And then Washington also dropped the ball. The problem was they both went in Washington's favor. One was a drop that would have been a successful fake punt and turned into a short field and a three-play touchdown drive. The other was a dropped punt where Washington obviously, gives up a great field position and ultimately a touchdown off of the Olamide Zaccheaus muff. So I think, yeah, we'll get into some of the specifics in a second because there are interesting matchups all over the field. But it was interesting because I've done a couple of Eagles hits this week. I did a YouTube show with a guy that I know that I actually mentored an intern for me back in the day in Dallas. Ironically, we're talking Commanders Eagles and two of us met when I was working for ESPN Dallas back in the day. But I did my guy Josh's show. I was on our sister station WIP with Ashlyn Sullivan last night up in Philly. And it's interesting, a lot of the questions that I'm getting, and the sense up there is kind of like the, what's going on down there, little brother? Right? Like, it's a lot of that where it's like, you know, if you see your brother out the window, like shooting hoops, and it's your younger brother and or someone younger kid in the neighborhood, and all of a sudden they're starting to make a few more, and you're like, do I have to be worried yet? Like, we're going to play one-on-one. I'm still going to win, right? And one day they just come up and they smoke you and you're like, oh no. Okay, we either got to get back in the gym or my time has come and gone and I am no longer the king of the block or the house or whatever. Like, that is the sense I get from Philly. They still know that they're the best team in the division. They certainly have the best roster. They've been building it up for a while. You know, Howie's been an incredible GM for a long time. They went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago. They feel like they have their guy in Jalen. If you say a bad thing about, or a true thing about him, it's not even bad. It's just like, hey, this is a reality. They get really mad about it, which is fun. But there's kind of this sense of like, hey, this turnaround, it's impressive. Like, good job. And the undercurrent is like, should we be scared? And I'm like, I don't know. We're going to find out on Thursday. You might need to be scared. You have the better roster, but this coaching staff's better. The way that this team does business seems to be a little bit better. And the Eagles have been doing business at a high level for a long time. So it is very, very interesting to me to kind of hear those questions. And now we get to put it tonight, especially if you add the context of the Cowboys seem like they are fully in an implosion. And the Giants have already imploded 17 times in the last 2 years and don't know how to get out of a constant state of cyclical or circular implosion. So they stink. And so if the Giants stink and the Cowboys are on their way / already stink and look like unless things quickly change, like they're in a bad way. Because here's the thing with the Cowboys, right? is, and that's been kind of the Eagles' rival over the last couple of years, is, hey, Dallas has got Dak, CD, Micah, they're really good, they're well coached, all this kind of stuff. Well, now DQ's here. Their defense doesn't look the same. They've already paid Lamb and Dak. Dak just got hurt. What's he going to be when he gets back? And can they afford to pay Micah? Slash, if they do, how bad is the rest of their roster going to be? Their O-line all of a sudden looks fallible. Like, Dallas is in a really bad way and looks like the path ahead of them is full of thorns, full of rocks to step on and stub their toe. So for Philly, they're looking around being like, if we're the Kings, who's coming for the crown? And the answer is very clearly Washington. And how quickly Washington can ascend to making that a real battle, I think, is part of the subplot of tonight's game, beyond the mere implications for the 2024 season, the NFC East, the two seed in the NFC, and all that goes with that. So, what about the football? What about the actual matchups on the field? That's where we go next at 301-230-0980. We want your keys to the game. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Then coming up at 4:30, we're going to have a little fun. Philly versus D.C. I'm actually quite fond of both cities. But, we, you know, a little hometown pride. Anthony's made a list of all kinds of different stuff that we can compare between these two towns. And so we will. We'll do that coming up at 4:30. Brian Mitchell's going to join us today. Russell's going to join us today. We got all kinds of good stuff planned. You'll hear from Logan as well at 5 o'clock. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. This is your home for everything you need pregame, Commanders and Eagles. It's the Hoffman Show on a Burgundy and Gold game day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.